So, gym class, showing our education system is pure evil.
Why do you talk like a cartoon?
What do you mean? If I talked like a cartoon, I'd go, "What's up, Doc?"
No, it's just this general, ha-ha, I'm random cartoon channel talk. Have you ever watched television for adults?
What? Do you mean like porn?
No, just normal. Never mind.
Huh, because I like some wild porn here and there. You probably couldn't handle it.
Try me.
Huh? Most girls just scream and run when I say that. You're different.
Well, are you gonna tell me or not?
Why do you wanna know?
Everybody knows the coolest guys have depraved fetishes. Have you been on the internet? Maybe I'm looking for a boyfriend who can keep up with me.
All right. See me at lunch today. Maybe we could talk about it then.
I'm so there.
Awesome. Finally, someone to share my escapism with.
Escapism?
Yeah, I get lost in all these weird websites to get away from my gun-nut stepdad. I think he was in Iraq or something. Doesn't matter anyway. I think Mom's already looking for a new guy.
A house full of depraved porn and firearms. What could possibly go wrong?
What was that?
Oh, just, I've wanted a chat like this for so long. So you like him how much taller than you exactly?
At least like 12 feet taller. Preferably 50. I want to be picked up with only two of her fingers.
And what do you call that again?
It's a giantess fetish. A woman so tall she can't even see those minute details about me. Like how I can't tie my shoes.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anyone to see that either. This is cool, what else?
Really? Well, I like it when cute girls walk all over me.
Huh. You know, most people hate when they're taken advantage of.
No, I mean, literally walk all over me. Love to be stepped on by a cute pair of feet.
Well, hey, beats stepping on a scale, right?
But yeah, unfortunately, most of my fetishes can only be realized through my anime. The realm of the living isn't quite ready for 50-foot-tall vixens.
Yeah, the real world sucks hard, dude.
Did I mention how I liked girls with cat ears and tails?
Do they meow when you have sex with them?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Haven't done one yet?
I haven't done anyone before.
Shocker.
I wonder if the library has volume 31 yet.
Hey there, Jeffrey. Things better with your dad yet?
Oh, hello, Jekka. Unfortunately, no. He used my toothbrush to clean out his new assault rifle he bought from China.
Wow, messed up much? Anyway, could you buy me another Diet Coke?
Sorry, but I can't anymore. My mom's been wondering where all my lunch money's been going.
Aw, you're mean. You don't like me anymore.
Again, I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Maybe I should grow 40 feet. Then you'd really like me.
Hey, how'd you...
Maybe if you took your shoes off and stepped on his face.
I can't believe this. She told everyone?
It's okay, Jeffrey. Run away with me. I'll stuff you in my back pocket.
Ugh, just shut up.
He's feisty today. Meow.
Oh my god, I almost forgot about that.
You have any catnip for us?
Yeah, pet us. Make us purr.
I can't believe this.
So again, while I find the notes flattering, the boys need to quit writing bad bitch on my office door. I'll start tracking who left them if it continues.
Well, it definitely wasn't Jeffrey.
Oh?
Fuck, you heard that?
Why is it definitely not Jeffrey?
Because you're not a cat.
Settle down now. I've heard the rumors going around about him, and you should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Thank you. I was really...
Just because he prefers alternative forms of sexual intercourse does not mean he should be ridiculed.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I'm a little out of the loop. What do you mean by alternative?
Oh god.
Jeffrey here prefers to be stepped on by women who look like cats, as opposed to standard intercourse with a human woman.
Will this stop?
Class dismissed.
You did this.
Did what?
Told everyone my darkest secrets. That was in confidence.
Guess I did. Sorry.
You ruined my life. I haven't touched my manga in forever. Not even cartoons entertain me anymore.
Relatable.
Do you even care? Do the results of your actions mean anything to you?
Yeah, when they affect me, sure.
No one in the realm of the living ever liked me anyway. Maybe things would make sense if I was dead.
Maybe.
I've had to start taking medication since you betrayed me. I also waited for everyone to leave just so you'd be the only one to hear this. Tonight, when my mom's out with her new boyfriend, I'm gonna take the entire bottle. I'm going to kill myself.
What?
You chose to start this. But I won't give you a choice in stopping it.
I'm sorry, did you think I have any form of emotional attachment to you?
Why else would you have talked to me in the first place? Why would you have lunch with someone you don't like?
It was funny. I knew you'd say some embarrassing shit.
So you used me. You were a new student trying to look cool, so you just used me.
No shit. In what world does a girl like me take interest in you? If you're that fucking stupid, maybe you should kill yourself.
Fine. I'll give you your satisfaction. But not before getting mine first. You're the only girl I ever loved, even if it wasn't real.
You knew me for 2 days. Bye.
I would have left a note, but there's only a 2-second window between staring down the barrel of a gun and dying. I'm not even mad I'm dead. Through all the news coverage that'll cry about me for a week and him for a century, it might be best for both of us they rarely get the facts straight. They'll tell you I was a sweet, innocent girl who'd never turn an entire school against the anime kid. They'll also tell you he was a twisted mastermind who didn't want to fuck fictionally tall women. So yeah, he seems cooler than me now. But try talking to him.